Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Mumtahina. Primarily, there's just one text of this narrative which is recorded. However, there are two different chains of narration through which this text is recorded. And both these different chains of narration, although they are different in some respects, however, there exists another commonality in them, that there are two very weak narrators which are found in both these chains of narration. However, before I make a detailed comment on the chains of narration of these narratives, let me read out to you the narrative which is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir. And this narrative is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as indeed is the other narrative also, which is found in Salwi's Tafsir. The text reads thus, مَنْ قَرَى سُورَةَ الْمُمْتَهِنَا كَانَ لَهُ مُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ شُفَعَوْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, which means that a person who recites Surah Mumtahina, then on the Day of Judgment, believing men and believing women will be his intercessors, will intercede for him. I'd like to clarify this at the very outset, that Hafiz ibn Hajar, a celebrated hadith authority, has said that this particular narrative found in Al-Wasit is fabricated, it is totally concocted, it has no basis, and it has no ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And perhaps the reason for this is the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kathir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal from various Rijal authorities. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and at another place Yahya says that he is za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he is laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa, and Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is matruk, he has been abandoned. And Imam Nasai also says at another place that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abul Qasim al-Bughwi says za'iful hadith chittan, that he is extremely weak in matters of hadith. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says about him that he is a kazzab, that he is a great liar. Perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. And as I said earlier on, these two narrators are also found in Salwi's narrative. So therefore, there's no reason that we should not also regard it to be concocted. It too is concocted. And we can summing up, we can say that this narrative should be totally disregarded and discarded because it has no inscription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah. And the best way that relationship can be achieved is that a person should understand the surah, a person should read the surah with a good translation, he should reflect on the contents of his surah, and also communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.